Chapter 10, Lesson of the Destructible and the Indestructible. Meanwhile,
the area in which the Lord was teaching the Dharma in the garden of Anapade expanded and grew larger, and the entire assembly presented with a woman you there. Suspicious, I portend the Buddha, the Jaramana, the suspicious, I portend the Vichavi, the Malakirti, and the Crown Prince Manjushri, attended by a priest multitude, are coming into the presence of the Tathagata. At the moment, the Vichavi, the Malakirti, said to the Crown Prince Manjushri, Manjushri, let us take these many living beings into the presence of the Lord so that they may see the Tathagata and bow down to him. Manjushri replied, noble sir, send them if you feel the time is right. There upon the Lichavi Vimalakirti performed the miraculous feat of placing the entire assembly replete with thrones upon his right hand, and then having transported himself magically into the presence of the Buddha, placing it on his own, he bowed down at the feet of the Buddha, circumambulated him to the right 7 times with palms together, and withdrew to one. The Bodhisattvas who had come from the Buddha field of the Tathagata Gandota from their lying thrones and bowing down at the feet of the Buddha, placed their palms together in reverence and withdrew to one side and the other. Bodhisattvas, great spiritual heroes, great disciples descended from their thrones likewise, and having bowed at the feet of the Buddha, withdrew to one side. Likewise, all those Indras, Brahmas, Lokapalas, and gods bowed at the feet of the Buddha and withdrew to one side. And the Buddha, having delighted those Bodhisattvas with greetings, make that noble sense. Be seated upon your thrones, as commanded by the Buddha. They took their thrones, the Buddha said to Shariputra, Shariputra, did you see the miraculous performances of Bodhisattvas? Yes, beings, I have seen them, Lord. And I said, did you produce the world, Lord? I will produce the concept of inconceivability towards them. Their activities appeared inconceivable to me, to the point that I was unable to think of them, to judge them, or even to imagine them. Then the venerable Ananda asked the Buddha, Lord, this perfume, the likes of which I have never smelled before. The Buddha answered, Ananda, this perfume emanates from all the pores of all the Bodhisattvas. Shariputra had a venerable Ananda, this perfume emanates from all our pores as well. Ananda, where does this perfume come from? Shariputra, the Lichavi in Malakirti, some food from the universe called Sarva Ganda Suganda, the Buddha field of the Tathagata Gandota Makuta, and this perfume. It's from the bodies of all those who partook of the food, and the venerable Ananda addressed the Lichavi Vimalakirti. How long will this perfume remain? Until it is digested. When will it be digested? It will be digested in 49 days, and its perfume will emanate for 7 days more after that. But there will be no trouble of indigestion during that time. Furthermore, Reverend Ananda, if monks who have not entered destiny for the ultimate need this food, it will be digested when they enter that destiny from those who have entered destiny for the ultimate this food, it will not be digested until their minds are totally liberated. If living beings who have not conceived the spirit of unexcelled perfect enlightenment, leave this food, it will be digested when they conceive the spirit of unexcelled perfect enlightenment. If those who have conceived the spirit of perfect enlightenment eat this food, it will not be digested until they have attained tolerance. And if those who have attained tolerance eat this food, it will be digested when they have become bodhisattvas or lifetime away from Buddha or Ananda. It is like the medicine, how delicious, which reaches the stomach, but is not digested until all poisons have been eliminated. Only then is this digested. Similarly, Reverend Ananda, this food is not digested until all the poisons of the afflictions have been eliminated. Only then is this digested. Then the venerable said to the Buddha, Lord, it is wonderful that this food accomplishes the work of the Buddha. So it is, Ananda, it is as you say, Ananda, there a Buddha feels that accomplishes that work by means of bodhisattvas, those that do so by means of light, those that do so by means of the tree of enlightenment, those that do so by means of the physical beauty and parts of Tathagata, those that do so by means of religious robe, those that do so by means of food, those that do so by means of water, those that do so by means of guidance, those that do so by means of palaces, those that do so by means of mansions, those that do so by means of magical incarnations, those that do so by means of empty space, and those that do so by means of light in the sky. Why is it so, Ananda? Because by these various means living beings become disciplined. Similarly, Ananda, there are Buddha feels that accomplish the Buddha works by means of teaching living beings words, definitions, and analogies such as speech, images, the reflection of the moon in water, echoes, illusions, and mirrors. And so that accomplish the Buddha work by making words understandable. Also, Ananda, there are utterly pure Buddha feels that accomplish the Buddha beings without speech, by silence, inexpressibility, and unteachability, Ananda, among all the activities, enjoyments, and practices of the Buddhas, there are none that do not accomplish the Buddha work because of discipline. Finally, Ananda, the Buddha has accomplished the Buddha work by means of the four Maras and all the 84,000 types of passion that afflict living beings. Ananda, this is a Dharma Dorpo introduction to all the Buddha qualities. The Buddha Sattva who enters this Dharma door experiences neither joy or pride when confronted by a Buddha, feel adorned with the splendor of all noble qualities, and experiences neither sadness nor aversion when confronted by a Buddha, feel apparently without distinction, but in all cases produces a profound reverence for all the Tathagatas. Indeed, it is wonderful how all the Buddhas who understand the equality of all things manifest all sorts of Buddha views in order to develop living beings. Ananda, just as Buddha views are diverse as to their specific qualities, but at no difference as to this kind of characteristics. So Ananda, the Tathagatas are diverse as to their physical bodies, but do not differ as to their unimpeded causes. All the Buddhas are the same as to the perfection of their Buddha qualities, that is, their forms, their colors, their radiance. their nobility, their morality, their concentration, their wisdom, their liberation, their gnosis and vision of liberation, their strength, their fearlessness, their special shrewd qualities, their great love and great compassion, their helpful intentions, their attitudes, their practices, their paths, the lengths of their life, the teaching of the Dharma, their development and liberation of living beings, and their purification of Buddha fields. Therefore they are all called Sandaksam Buddhas, the Kakatas and Buddhas.
Amen.
And that way you would like to lessen an entire eon. It would not be easy for you to understand thoroughly the extensive teaching and precise verbal significance of these three names. Also, Ananda, if all the living beings of this billionful galactic universe were like you, the foremost of their learned and the foremost of those endowed with memory and incantations, then they would devote an entire eon. They would still be unable to understand completely the exact and extensive meaning of the three words Sanyaksam Buddha, Tathagata, and Buddha, the Son, and the enlightenment of the Buddha is immeasurable, and the wisdom and the eloquence of the Tathagata are inconceivable, and the venerable Ananda is the Buddha Lord. From this day forth I shall no longer declare myself to be the foremost of the learned, the Buddha said, do not be discarded. Ananda, why I pronounce you Ananda, the foremost of the learned, with the disciplines in my mind. Considering the Bodhisattvas, look Ananda, look at the Bodhisattvas, they cannot be fathomed even by the wisest of men. Ananda, one can fathom the depths of the ocean, but one cannot fathom the depths of the wisdom, causes, memories, incantations, or eloquence of the Bodhisattvas. Ananda, you should remain in equanimity with regard to the deeds of the Bodhisattvas. Why, Ananda, these marvels displayed in a single morning by the Javi Vimalakirti could not be performed by the disciples and solitary sages who had attained miraculous powers, were they to devote all their powers of incarnation and transformation during 100,000 millions of years. And all those Bodhisattvas from the Buddha field of the Tathagata, Kandota, Makuta, joined their palms in reverence and saluting the Tathagata, Shakyamuni, addressing as follows: Lord, when we first arise in this Buddha field, we conceive a negative idea, but we now abandon this wrong idea. Why, Lord, the realms of the Buddhas and their skill in liberative eyes conceivable, in order to develop living beings, they manifest such and such a view to suit the desire of such and such a living being. Lord, please give us a teaching by which we may remember you when we have returned to Sarakanda Sukranda. Bring request to the Buddha, declare noble sons, that is the liberation of Bodhisattvas, all destructible and indestructible. You must train yourselves in this liberation. What is it destructible? Refers to compounded things. Indestructible refers to the uncompounded. But the Bodhisattva should neither destroy uncompounded nor rest in the uncompounded. Or to destroy compounded things consists in not losing the great law, not giving up the great compassion, not forgetting the omniscient mind generated by high resolve, not tiring in the positive development of living beings, not abandoning the means of unification, giving up body and life in order to uphold the holy time. Never being satisfied with the roots of virtue already accumulated, taking pleasure in skillful dedication, having no laziness in seeking the Dharma, we being without selfish resistance in searching the Dhammas, there is no effort in seeing and worshipping the Tathagatas, being fearless in voluntary reincarnations, dealing neither proud in success nor bowed in faith, and not despising the unlearned and disrespecting the learned as if they were himself making reason about those whose passions are excessive, taking pleasure in solitude without being attached to it, not longing for one's own happiness, but longing for the happiness of others, conceiving of transmeditation and equanimity as is their worthy avijja, conceiving of their will as a god and of liberation, considering beggars to be spiritual teachers, considering the giving away of all possessions, realizing Buddha, considering immortal beings to be saviors, considering the transcendence to see there, considering it to enlightenment, to be servants, never ceasing accumulation of the roots of virtue, establishing the virtues of all the devotees in one's own Buddha field, offering limitless pure sacrifices to fulfill the auspicious marks and signs, adorning body, speech, and mind by refraining from all sins, continuing in reincarnation, curing immeasurable ease of mind, purifying body, speech, and mind, avoiding discouragement through spiritual heroism, and learning of the immeasurable virtues of Buddha, wielding the sharp sword of wisdom to chastise the enemy afflictions, knowing well the aggregates, the elements, and the sense media in order to bear the burdens of all human beings, placing with energy to conquer the host of demons, seeking knowledge in order to avoid pride, being content with little desire in order to uphold the Dharma, not mixing with worldly things in order to delight all people, being faultless in all activities in order to conform to all people, producing the super knowledge to actually accomplish all duties of benefit to living beings, acquiring incantations, memory, and knowledge in order to retain all learning, understanding, abilities, and ritual faculties to dispel the doubts of all living beings, displaying invincible miraculous beauty, Dharma having irresistible speech by acquiring unimpeded eloquence, tasting human and divine success by purifying the path of sins, establishing the path of the pure saints of Brahma by cultivating the four immeasurables, inviting the Buddhas to teach the Dharma, rejoicing in them and applauding them by singing the melodious voice of a Buddha, disciplining body, speech, and mind, thus maintaining constant spiritual progress, being without attachment to anything, but thus acquiring the behavior of a Buddha, gathering together the order of bodhisattvas to attract beings to the Mahayana, and being consciously aware at all times not to neglect any good quality, noble sons of bodhisattva, who thus applies himself to the Dharma, is a bodhisattva who does not destroy the compounded ground, what is not blessing in the uncompounded, the bodhisattva practices voidness, but he does not realize voidness, he practices sightlessness, but does not realize sightlessness, he practices wishlessness, but does not realize wishlessness, he practices non-performance, but does not realize non-performance, he knows impermanence, but does not complacent about his roots of virtue, he considers misery, but he reincarnates voluntarily, he knows selflessness, but does not waste himself, he considers peacefulness, but does not seek extreme peace, he cherishes solitude, but does not avoid men. he considers placelessness but does not abandon the place of good actions. He considers occurrencelessness but does not take it back as goodness. Of all living beings, he considers immaculateness, yet he follows the process of the world. He considers motionlessness, yet he is to the bed of all living beings. He considers selflessness, yet does not abandon the great compassion toward all living beings. He considers worthlessness, yet he does not fall into the ultimate determination of the disciples. He considers vanity, futility, insubstantiality, dependency, and placelessness, yet he has essence of that is not futile and reflections that are substantial and are describing for the consecration.